Your kung fu sucks!
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Bad Advice. We are here at Skid Row Studios in downtown Los Angeles. Want to welcome everybody to the show. As always, I have very, very funny people here with me in the studio. We have Mr. Sal Rodriguez.
I'm sitting exactly where Shea Yuval sat.
That is fantastic.
God. My God.
We also have Vic Cohen.
For those who don't know, Shea is a very nice man that we have here.
We also have Nestor Rodriguez this week. Say
what's
hello,
up,
Nestor.
What's up?
Hey, Mr.
Swallow?
Mr. Ron Swallow. I looked at you and just spaced out your name. How fantastic is that?
How could you forget Swallow?
I know. Well,
no, he doesn't forget Swallow.
I try and forget. And then Ken August, host of the weekly wrap-up right here on Skid Row Studios every Sunday.
Happy to be here.
All right. Remember, you can listen to us live here on Skid Row, which you might be doing now. If you want to call into the show, our number here is 800-893-9562. Again, 800-893-9562. Make sure you like us on Facebook. You can also submit your questions if you want to be part of the conversation here on Bad Advice. If you're unfamiliar with the show or listening for the first time, on Bad Advice, we give advice to people, whether they ask for it or not. Some people do ask. They write in their questions. They send them in on Facebook. They call in live. Or we tell news stories from around the world, people that I feel need advice that just haven't had the sense to ask.
And also, this is a 18 and older kind of crowd. We don't want children calling in.
You don't think we're good for kids? I think we're good for kids.
Like 8-year-olds? No.
You got to learn early.
There's a lot of 8-year-olds just listening to podcasts and calling in.
There's 8-year-olds with guns. I think they can handle what we have to say.
Yeah, we're barely good for adults.
800-956?
800-893-9562.
There it is.
So call in live from your preschool.
That's right. In fact, if you're a child and you're listening, call in.
If you're a pedophile,
the advice we have to give you.
If you want a kid, all right. We're going to get started. Our first story today. This one is just great. Apparently, a Tampa woman says her life has been ruined after a fake doctor injected fix-a-flat and cement into her buttocks, claiming it was silicone. She's now, I'm not sure how this is tied in, but it says she is now on food stamps and facing foreclosure because she can't work due to her heavy rear, which has become brick hard and discolored. She also says she suffers chronic coughing and pneumonia.
She's a nut.
Well, that's what she gets for deciding to make her ass fatter.
No, but I've looked at her butt. It is so amazingly huge, but as a Mexican man, I see no problem with it.
Okay, there's a little more. The alleged, who is not a doctor, is apparently a former stripper. It says the former stripper is the latest. You see, I did have it wrong. It says the former stripper is the latest alleged victim of fake Florida surgeon named O'Neill Ron Morris, who happens to be a transgendered woman who is shown in the picture above, apparently did this to herself because she has a giant ass and it is misshapen and lopsided.
When your doctor's degree is from AAA, you know, that's a problem.
Yeah.
When it's not only a fake doctor, it's a fake woman playing a fake doctor, that's not a good sign.
And I guess, you know,
she got her badge taken away.
Manny Moe and Larry, who are the pet boys?
Manny Moe and Jack.
What was her name again? What was the person's, the fake doctor's
name? The doctor's name was O'Neill Ron Morris.
Oh, I'm pretty sure. I think I've heard that. ITT, that's where she got her degree in.
I have spent a lot of time on the internet watching all sorts of things being placed in women's asses. Yet never
Fix-a-flat.
This doctor didn't stop at fix-a-flat.
There's some moments.
First of all, the woman is a monster. Her ass is horrific.
Yes.
But I think she should do adult films because I think there's a market for that. I mean, really, I've never seen an ass like that.
It's pretty crazy.
I agree. Listen, my advice is for any women that are considering getting an ass implant to see facebook.com/Sal Rodriguez. I will give you a free inspection and will give you an estimate on what it would entail to give you injections.
And if you don't like Sal Rodriguez's idea, I have Pillsbury Crescent Roll dough, which actually can be injected in your ass and it doesn't go bad. Yeah. So
I would actually say my penis is like a ballpark, Frank.
What?
that.
It plumps when you cook it. Is that
Yeah, it plumps when you cook it.
Yours is like a foot long.
But here's the thing. Before we move on from the story, I like this. It says, Morris, who stands accused of performing numerous back alley cosmetic operations that pumped chemicals, including bathroom caulk, cement, super glue, and mineral oil into patients in exchange for $1,500 to $4,000 per procedure.
These people are so dumb.
When your doctor says you have to pay for my Home Depot bill before the surgery, you should know something's up.
He picks up nurses in front of the Home Depot.
Yeah, back to school products.
This person's actually a genius. They just didn't get out of the business fast enough. Like you go, you make $15,000, $20,000, putting some caulk into someone's ass. Because how much
does caulk you have under the sink?
Caulk is like $20, right?
$1,500. Anyone who's actually spending $1,500 to get or letting someone put caulk in their ass can't afford to $1,500.
Excuse me, wait. Well,
no. Caulk, did you say?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like how you said it was $4,000 she charged on one of them?
$1,500 to $4,000.
Yeah, she goes and makes a good $10,000 real quick, $15,000. Get the fuck out of there.
But how many people do you think are going to come in and do that?
Enough, apparently.
If you're on food stamps,
who goes into cosmetic surgery and the doctor goes, okay, just relax, and they're holding a caulk gun?
It's like, not good.
Well, I'm sure she put it in some syringes or some shit first.
Oh.
I mean,
oh, all right. I guess that makes more sense.
I'm sure she made it look like she was professional, and she probably knocked them out.
Yeah, but that still doesn't make any sense. Has anybody ever injected a turkey with butter to deep fry it?
Yeah,
you can't just inject something. It doesn't matter how you break it down. It still bubbles up in between the skin. It's got to be a special process. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, but based on the picture we saw, that still may have happened because she looked pretty freaking bubbled up to me.
If you go to a doctor and
they do have a great theme song. You know, I mean, the Commodores, she's a brick.
If you're going to a doctor,
she looks like Humpty Dumpty on the bottom part only.
I don't understand. There's nothing wrong with the picture.
What?
There's nothing wrong with it. I'm Latino. The shit looks like flotation devices right above her thighs.
Bam. So
she's shaped like a dreidel.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what you're paying for. If you want ass implants, what's the problem?
Nestor wishes all women look like that.
Wow.
She's deformed, Nestor.
I have never felt more Jewish than right now.
I like a round ass,
but that's a little.
Are you expecting if she's got ass implants?
Oh, yeah, if you're wanting ass implants, that's kind of what you want your ass to look like.
I would put an implant in her ass, but it wouldn't be caulking.
Yeah, I don't think that's what anybody wants them to wake up to look like.
Yeah, seriously, if I happen to go into a strip club, not that I have ever done so.
Never.
It's never good when you are a plastic surgeon takes food stamps.
Seriously, if that starts coming towards me.
That's going to scare me.
Yeah, my singles are going to just spontaneously burst into flame.
Four Hebrew letters away from being a drag queen.
You're four singles because that's what you brought with you.
I don't think they have transgendered strippers in regular strip clubs. I think that's.
No, Drew goes somewhere special for
that. Right. You got to go somewhere special in which.
You got to go to Thailand.
She's transgender? I thought the doctor was.
No, she's also.
They all are.
They are everyone. No, it says.
Was it a Groupon?
No, this is just. She was just a regular stripper, right? The one who got the fix a flat ass.
Oh, and she went to a transgendered.
If your doctor is a transgendered, you know, ex stripper.
How do you know that though? I'm sure she was lying, wasn't she? She's like,
I believe
hi,
it's
how's
on
it going
their.
On your transgender,
you know how they have their awards
political?
And placards on the wall, like graduated from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
transgender
think it's,
plastic. Surgery school.
If they got their degree from the Pussy Palace.
Don't go there. Don't go
I'd have no problem getting having a transgender check me out. I really wouldn't.
No, it usually costs you only 50 bucks though, Vic.
Yeah, not 1,500 to 4,000.
Right. I purposely have my dermatologist. She's kind of cute. I always have her do a body check on me naked. And I always say I've got something.
You or her?
That's me. And
that
I
might be
say,
the
like,
creepiest thing I've ever heard you say.
And I go, I think I've
got
something.
Wow, Vic is starting early today.
I think I got something on my... You know,
junk, my dick.
Usually that person says, I'm your dentist.
That's the weird thing.
Teeth.
Vic actually gives his doctor guess. Like,
I've never had, by the way, anyone listening, I had a clear report. There was nothing on my penis, except her hand.
You. All right, well, speaking of penises, we'll move on to the next story. You like that?
Yeah.
Okay, this one, apparently this comes from China, and the headline is, Phelan's penis stolen by thieves.
What?
Yes.
I hate when that happens.
Apparently, they stole it while he slept. These are good thieves.
How do you steal a penis?
Well, I'm going to tell you. Phelan, 41, of the Niquao village near Wenling City.
From where?
From where?
the Ningqiao Village near Wenlin City.
I like how
you
said that. You like tried to sound like you knew what you were saying.
Oh, I know what I'm saying.
Okay.
I do research for this show. I'm not like you guys who just show up.
Show up and offer our unsolicited.
Yeah, yeah. I have
retarded
to,
opinions.
I have to. I worked on this like yeah, yeah, yeah. 10
so
minutes
hear you,
last
let's
night.
Say it again one more time
Trebek
for us. Then.
Pronunciation lesson.
I will start again for your listening pleasure. Feilin, 41, of the Ningqiao Village near Wenling
well
City
done,
in
well
East
done.
China's Zhejiang Province. That's right, I said it. He told police that he was asleep when the thieves burst into his room, put a bag over his head, and pulled down his pants. Yes?
Normally a great start, by the way.
Yeah,
always.
Yeah.
Always.
That's a good weekend for me. They put something over my head and pulled down my trousers, and then they ran off, Lin said. I was so shocked, I didn't feel a thing. Then I saw I was bleeding and my penis was gone. Yeah.
He must have went to that transsexual plastic surgeon bitch that installed the fucking rubber penis on him and then the fucking cops took
I
it
know
off.
That yeah. feeling, though. You know, like, I'm always losing
you know
my keys and my wallet. No, I'm like, where's my fucking cock?
Where's my cock? Where is it? I can't. I'm bleeding.
How do you not wake up?
How do you not feel it? This guy chopped his own dick off.
No.
Let's be honest. He made up a story.
But, okay, it goes on.
He may have eaten it. That's what they do out there in China. They eat all kinds of crazy things.
Who's they?
Their own dick.
Who's they? Their own dick.
Those Chinese people. They eat all kinds of crazy
those
stuff.
Those Chinese people. Are we going to start talking about the African Americans again?
They do. It's a fact. They eat crazy stuff like dogs and dicks.
I don't know if you know what the word fact means.
It is a fact. They eat crazy stuff out there. And I wouldn't be surprised if they made a penis stew or something.
Okay, but no, here, there's a little more. It says, police believe the attackers were jealous lovers of several women with whom Lin was having affairs.
Yeah, okay, now it makes
Lin
sense.
Lin denied taking part in any infidelity.
Especially from this point on, by the way.
Emergency workers and police searched for Lin's anatomy, but turned up nothing. The penis thieves are nowhere to be found, but police said they're still looking for the jealous lovers.
I've got it. I got some good advice now. I figured it out. We can put GPS chips in all of our dicks.
Nice.
That way, if that happens, we just boop, turn it on, bam. There's my dick.
Put a little tag like you put on a dog.
Yeah.
Like, if lost, please return to Fei Lin of the Chaoqing province or whatever.
Fetching Fei Lin. Fei Lin is Mandarin for I fuck your woman. That's why.
Fei Lin is close to Phallus. Phallus. It's close, but not quite.
Close. Yeah. It is close.
I just think my advice is for this guy. It's like, I'm a light sleeper, but if you are such a heavy sleeper that you don't wake up when someone is removing your genitalia.
Well, hold on. Didn't you take Ambien once and you like sleep raped somebody? You did something. You like called or texted.
I texted. I got up and walked into the living room and texted the girl I was seeing. And when I woke up the next morning, I'm looking at my phone. I'm like, oh God, this girl sent me some really mushy romantic texts. And I called her. I'm like, that was sweet, but that's not like you. That was really some gooey kind of stuff you sent. She goes, you sent that.
That's nice. I laughed at that story for a week. That's why I remember that. That's nice. That's nice. So, yeah. So, you take two Ambien, boom, your dick sliced right off.
Yeah.
I think my advice would be to put one of those anti-theft magnetic locking devices that you find at Macy's and put a detector at the door.
You put the club. You got to put a club on that. Yeah, you got to put the club on
security comes.
Yeah, or the thing, you know, like the supermarket carts where, like, if it gets to the door,
right,
the wheels lock.
Stops them. Or one of those blue explosive ink things
that the bank robbers.
Your dick may be
made blue, but then you can just pretend you're an avatar.
Right.
Now, what you could do is...
or a Smurf.
You could put your penis in a lockbox. You know, like...
What are you, Al Gore? Are you Al Gore now?
No, like they do this with real estate. You know, there's that thing that
hangs on
the...
Doesn't it have to be removable first?
Yeah,
right.
You have
that?
To make your
the
dick
thing
removable.
Is not
we
to
don't
have
want
it removed.
Will you put the box over the penis?
Detachable penis.
I've been trying to get the box over the penis, Vic. No one will let me.
All right. Well, I think we've gone as far as we can go with that one.
Pretty sure.
All right. Our next story. This one is a bit strange, but I like it.
As opposed
I'll
to
read
the
whole story. This one comes from Missouri. I'm going to read the whole story before we get into this.
Yeah.
Twin brothers Raymond and Richard Miller are the father and uncle to a 3-year-old little girl. The problem is they don't know which is which or who is who. Raymond and Richard have been fighting in court for 4 years over the paternity of a child. The identical Missouri twins say they were unknowingly having sex with the same woman.
Wow.
At the same time, in the same room.
Yeah, unknowingly. Here's the thing. According to the woman's testimony, this is the woman's testimony. She says she had sex with each man on the same day within hours of each other.
Or.
When the woman in question, Holly Marie Adams, got pregnant, she named Raymond the father, but he contested and demanded a paternity test, bringing his own brother Richard to court. But the paternity test in this case could not help, as it showed that both brothers have over a 99.9% probability of being the daddy, and neither one wants to pay child support.
Because they have the exact same goddamn DNA. That's an obvious thing that was going to happen. I don't even know why they ran the test. Fucking retards.
Yeah, how did the people running the test not in advance go, you know, this isn't going to tell you?
Yeah, this is not going to tell you. This is going to tell you that if it's any of your two's kids,
it's either like all or nothing.
Yeah. When she's sleeping with the whole family, the test is only going to tell you whether or not it's the dog that impregnated her.
Yeah, I just find it odd that, you know, they're like, they claim they didn't know, but it was the same day within hours of each other.
Wait, well, they didn't do the old switcheroo, like the old twin switcheroo. She knew she was sleeping with two separate guys.
Oh, yeah. She's
She's
within hours.
The thing that has me very scared about this whole story is how much it's turning me on. I don't know what it is.
You had a twin right now.
I was going to say, you walked out of Schindler's List with a hard on.
Vic,
so.
Which part, the woman or the guy?
I just love this woman in my mind. She's this like really incredibly hot woman who just loves sex. And
she's like actually the one with the butt implants from the previous store.
Yeah, that's what you don't realize.
I know, she's like got this insatiable appetite for sex.
She's also got a fake vagina. It's a turned around dick.
See, that's a good thing about being a woman. You can never steal her vagina.
But I think the issue is that neither of them want to pay child support.
Yeah, well, that's the interesting thing. This woman, most women will tell you, it's like, I'm not good at choosing guys. Like, he was a dick. She not only found one asshole.
She found two.
But then she's like, you know what?
Two losers.
This guy's such an asshole. Let me try the one that looks just like him.
They should split it.
Exactly.
They should split the child support.
Exactly.
How hot is she?
They don't show a picture of her.
They show a picture of the two unattractive twins.
Yeah, the guys are not good looking, so I'm guessing she's not real hot. But
this is where abortion is awesome.
Oh, she must be disgusting.
Do you think, and I don't want to be disgusting or anything, but do you think like one of the brother's sperm was in her when the next guy put his sperm in her?
An hour later?
Ooh, are you kidding? It is a twin cocktail going
on. It's an amalgamation of sperm is what it is.
Like her vagina had like all
the
sperm?
The exact same sperm,
they put an orange twist on the edge of it.
Well, the question is, which one is the kid going to look like?
Hopefully neither.
Hopefully it looks like the chick, unless she looks like Quasimodo, because that's about the only thing would be worse.
Has anyone here?
Has anyone here ever had sex with twins?
Unfortunately,
I've got a story, and Gus knows this. The girl that I went out with for years had a twin sister. Well, you know her.
Oh.
You met her.
Nice.
We're not going to go into names.
Right.
But
Shelley and Susan.
Thank you. No, but this is a true story. I was doing stand-up in Kansas, and I walk out on stage for the show, and sitting in the front row is a girl who looks identical to the girl that I've been sleeping with for quite a while, and yet it was not her.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, wow, this is weird, because
into another dimension.
I just felt like, you know, I'm looking at her going, I'm sorry, but I feel like I have seen you naked.
A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
Now, what he didn't tell you is the girl he was sleeping with looks exactly like Morgan Freeman.
Sounds a lot like him, too.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination.
That's how Drew approaches every woman.
With twins, though?
But it was her twin. That's the end of the story.
It was her twin, yes. But no, what I actually always wondered with twins is, like, you know, they say, like, if one gets hurt, the other one feels it.
If you fuck one,
yeah, if you're
hurt,
like the other one just kind of like get a little flushed.
No, one's supposed to be the evil one. Which one was the evil one?
You got to just make sure if that's true that you're not, the one of them isn't into S&M, because the other one's going to be walking around really uncomfortable, right?
Then I feel bad for her sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She did come to the show, so I assume she was fine with it, by the way.
Yeah, she made it. She survived.
Why are all our stories always about losers? They're always
Wait, that
losers.
Story was about me. What are you trying to say?
Exactly.
And he's a winner, you son of a...
No, I'm talking about, you know, these news stories. They're
because
always...
that's the funniest thing.
In case you just joined us, this is Vic's final show.
Yeah. Why are they...
Well, it's first.
Yeah. What do you want us to talk about? The people whose lives are perfect?
Successful?
Right.
Like,
they don't need bad advice.
They don't, they don't write
isn't
articles.
Isn't it funny that guy made a lot of money, gave it to charity, and treated his family real nice?
Okay,
that's
well, here's... All right, then fine. We'll do this next story for you, and this guy is a true winner. The title of this story is Sheep Sex Report Leads to Search for Elderly Swedish Man.
That's enough.
Police in Ronneby, Sweden are on the lookout for an elderly man who has been accused of having sex with a sheep. The man, who an eyewitness described as slightly built, between 60 and 70 and without pants. This could be Vic in this story, right?
But you would have to be slightly built to hold down a sheet.
Well, no, they get crazy. There's, yeah. Okay,
is it consensual?
This explains it. It says, this man was allegedly, or the act was allegedly witnessed by a farmhand who was passing by the field on Monday afternoon. The employee saw it when it was all, so to speak, coming to an end.
Oh.
Did he report it?
He was so shocked that he did not have time to stop the man who did it. The witness said the alleged sheep rapist bound the sheep's back legs together to make it easier to commit the act.
Right.
Now, it is unknown whether
how else would you do it?
He didn't make love. You got to make love to a sheep, not just bind it.
In Puerto Rico, what you do is you tie each one of your ankles to the hind, each leg, the hind leg of the sheep. That way, when the sheep runs away, you're still, you know, it takes
really?
You with
see,
it.
I had always heard that you were supposed to take them by a cliff so that when you're thrusting forward, they back into you.
Two things.
How do you guys know all this?
Did anyone notice that Nestor actually does, there was pelvic thrust while telling that story?
Yeah.
That was good reenactment.
Yeah.
I felt like I was there.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, there was a story when Vic was making love to a sheep with his mouth. I could have my stories confused.
Well, I have one question, though.
There's a little more, but okay, go ahead. You want the story or the next?
No, go for the story.
Okay. It says, it's unknown whether the sheep was injured during the act, which could be crucial to any arrest. I wonder if that includes its pride.
So the sheep was smoking after.
So you could just rape a sheep as long as
get this.
You
it's
don't
not hurt.
Like, punch it,
says,
it in the face.
Sweden decriminalized sex with animals in 1944.
Right.
But perpetrators can be tried for animal cruelty if the animal is deemed to have sustained an injury.
Right. That's why
so
when
you
make
give that
to
sheep
it,
an orgasm.
Right. Yeah, always have foreplay. Yeah.
See, here's the interesting part. They decriminalized sex with animals in 44, and Vic was born in 45. That's, I'm just saying,
not
coincidence?
True, not true.
That's bad.
Oh.
So I have another question. Well, you said it was about to finish the act. Did he come on that sheep's face?
Oh.
The sheep came. The sheep
then
came.
You can,
really? You're the sheep money shot?
You know, there's actually a porn site for that. It's called Sheep Cocky. Oh.
I hate you.
Ron hates Vic.
Ron loves it when Vic does puns.
It's not even a pun. It's based on it's a funny joke. Come on.
Now, Vic has to defend his jokes
for
Ron.
We like to educate, not just entertain. Did you know that a study published in the Journal of Sexual Medicine found that men who have sex with animals were twice as likely to develop penile cancer as those who stick with their own species?
How do you have that poll? How many people are you going to find that are going to be like, yo, well, based on my animal sex, I
also got dick cancer.
Wait, do you guys know that the original condoms were not made out of latex, but rather lamb skin?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So when you have sex with a sheep, you don't have to use a condom.
Lamb intestines.
You're already doing it.
Yeah.
So you're
lamb
already covered.
Intestines.
Yeah, so when you have sex with a sheep, you don't have to use a condom then.
And prior to that,
well, that's
there
in
were
the ass, though. Only in the ass.
Prior to
when you're getting blown by a sheep, you should wear something.
Seriously, so you're saying people are only raping gay sheep?
Apparently.
My advice is to the sheep.
That's a goat, by the way.
We don't even know what. I don't know if the sheep is has like happiness, and it's. I don't know why it's a problem, really.
Like, some of these animals seem to be enjoying it, actually.
You don't see why this is a problem?
Can I tell you something? It is never okay to bang an animal. Okay?
Yes, I agree.
First of all, don't say bang, please. You're making love.
Yes.
With your mouth.
But how do you know that the sheep is hurt? You know what I mean?
Walking around with a limp.
Well, let's see. If the sheep, if you had to tie up the sheep's legs,
right?
That's not good. I'm against that.
Probably unhappy.
But before the record, when the guy ran away, the sheep was heard saying, "Call me." So.
Well, maybe that's okay then.
Unless the sheep gives you some sort of written consent,
right?
Or you have a sheep that talks, I'm going to go with the sheep's not that into it.
No, I heard he's pretty sheepish.
Oh, go ahead, Ron.
Yeah.
I'll stab you in your fucking throat. You do that shit again.
What is Chick-fil-A's stance on raping sheep? That's what I'd like
I'm sure they approve of it.
Male, female sheep sex, they're fine with.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Male,
as long
female
as the
sheep, they're fine.
Yeah, the sheep is straight.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Since it's female.
All right, well, we have one more story before we get to our
questions. I want to correct the record. I do have a problem with making love to animals.
Of course you do. We're just fucking
way to make a stand.
I'm glad you added that one.
Go on.
My dog is safe.
No,
your dog is a very attractive dog. You don't want to let your dog around Vic. No.
I did make love to a, you know, giraffe. I told you, a stuffed animal. It's a stuffed animal. I mean, it's like an animal.
It was stuffed that when you were done.
It was a taxidermied animal, is what he means.
Taxidermied giraffe.
This next one, apparently, this comes to us out of Seattle. Kenneth Sands, 52, is attributing his incident involving him groping five females to, and I quote, an excessive intake of caffeine. A bus driver for the Rainier School District by day, Sands is convicted of molesting three teenage high school girls and two women during and after a volleyball game. Wow. The first groping incident of the night occurred while Sands was a spectator at the game when he allegedly touched a 46-year-old woman's breast multiple times and later tried to grab her butt as she was trying to get away from him. Following the game, he then grabbed two teenage girls outside of a school bus and proceeded to follow the volleyball players onto the bus, where he allegedly touched another female student in an inappropriate manner.
Inappropriate?
Yes. Okay. At that time, the driver kicked him off the bus.
I love the inappropriate.
What's his defense? Does he have a defense, Drew?
Sands insists his behavior was a result of caffeine and that the incident is not representative of his normal behavior.
Does he have hypoglycemia or something?
No, he just said he got all...
He's got reasoning.
He got amped up and he became Touchy the Clown.
But since it was outlawed, he came to America and decided to chase volleyball girls and 46-year-old women.
Yeah, look, my problem with this guy is that he's groping 46-year-olds. Don't waste a grope on a 46-year-old.
Seriously. You know, you guys know that I don't drink alcohol. But what that means is since I sing karaoke and I fucking go out to bars or whatever, I have to drink sodas. Like, so because
so
I've been amped up on caffeine plenty of times. Mm-hmm. And never once have I just groped a random chick's tit.
Well, but this guy, I think, has a disorder. He has a disorder where if you over caffeine, you get very rapey. I don't know what the medical term is.
It's called rapinated.
I've watched you drink a lot of coffee, there you go. Gus.
Dude, and you are a very heavy sleeper. Don't kid yourself.
He chopped off your penis, Drew, and you didn't even realize
it. I do have some advice, that advice being, like...
Don't play volleyball?
No, at least if you're going to do something like this, smoke crack.
Yeah, at least then
do
people
some
going,
X, because that's an excuse where people are like, "Oh, you did X. Okay, well, you're still a piece of shit, but you were on X
or bath salts.
Yeah, but bath salts. But then you're gonna eat their chits. So
is this guy like a sex offender now?
Well, here's here's the thing. They talk about his court case a little bit, and they said although they do admit that if someone is trying to quit coffee cold turkey, that sometimes there are withdrawal symptoms that take effect in the forms of the person's behavior.
Overly rapey.
But usually those are in the forms of cravings, headaches, and restlessness. But going out and molesting women is not generally one of those symptoms.
But in this country, you know, I've talked to a lot of people, a lot of women that have been to Italy and stuff, and they say guys grope women on the streets all the time. So my advice for this guy is to move to Italy.
Good thinking. Yeah.
Have some espresso and go nuts.
Or Switzerland.
Where you can grow up a sheep.
You can molest a sheep.
Oh, yeah, you can fuck a sheep.
Mostly because sheep typically don't talk.
I have to say, I haven't had caffeine in over a year, and I haven't grubbed anyone in that.
Maybe that's what it is.
I was here at the show last week, Vic.
you were groping, what's her name?
Yeah. Shay. Seriously?
There are still stains on my seat.
The only thing you didn't do was tie her feet.
Yeah, that's...
Well, the initial withdrawals don't last a whole year.
Yeah.
They last like maybe a few days, like a couple days, and then after that, you're normal again.
That's what the doctors say, at least.
In 100 years, we're going to find out caffeine kills. It's going to be illegal.
I just wonder if that guy will still have his job as a bus driver.
If it takes that long to figure out caffeine kills, it's not killing you that fast.
Alcohol and cigarettes kill, and no one's outlawed those. So let's.
They're going to be
because there's money involved.
Oh yeah, and so is there no money in caffeine? Last time I checked, I don't know.
There is, but then they should. Why is weed not legal?
Good point.
Because anti-Mexican. That's why.
Yeah. Well, also because pharmaceuticals.
No, that's why. That's how the anti-weed propaganda started.
Pharmaceutical companies get paid. Make billions and billions of dollars, and if you made weed legal, pharmaceutical companies would pretty much go out of business because weed does pretty much everything that you could want it to do when it comes to a lot of like anybody who's has anxiety. And you guys know I don't smoke pot, I don't do any drugs, so you know when it's coming from me, this is like a real
thing. Dr. Ron.
Yeah. It helps out people when they want to sleep. It helps out people who have anxiety. It helps out people with headaches.
Eat.
I mean, who can't
does it
eat?
Make you grope?
Balance
so,
out this guy whose coffee makes him grope people and to balance
and
him out.
And it grows like wildfire really easily.
That'd be a great commercial though for Starbucks. Which you just have some guy have some coffee and some titties.
I think it's cool that he's, you know, as a bus driver, that's a great job when you're groping. Because every person who comes up.
Comes by, just a quick little ass grab?
Yeah.
He has
that's
like
a good
two
job.
Of them.
Some people might grope on weed.
Cool at him.
What's that?
We got Shay on the phone.
Shay?
Welcome, Shay.
Are you missing me?
Yes. We are missing
Vic
you.
Vic is really missing you.
For our listeners, this is the lovely Shay Yuval who joins us often on Bad Advice. She is very, very funny. She is beautiful. Thank you for calling in, Shay. What's going on? Where are you?
Thank you. I'm actually on my way to the airport.
Awesome.
I couldn't be there.
Yeah, we miss you.
We do miss you. You should see Vic is very forlorn right now.
Where are you going, Shay?
I am going to San Francisco to watch my friend compete in the Mini Prix, which is a horse jumping competition.
Wow. Nice.
So this is like the Olympics?
Why aren't you riding?
I couldn't get my horse there, and I asked Vic if I could ride him, and he said no.
Oh, so I do not believe that.
There is no way that Vic said that. There is absolutely no way. I believe that he said that.
Vic is a piggyback ride anytime.
I stand corrected. He said I could ride him. I just couldn't jump him. He said he couldn't jump that high.
Vic is at full salute right now.
No, seriously, right now Vic is putting on a saddle.
Yeah, you could ride him.
Sal tried to sit in your seat, and Vic said, "Not yet. I'm not done with it yet."
I have a question for you as an equestrian. A horse expert, I don't know how close sheep and heat and horses are related, but earlier we were talking about this guy who was banging a sheep, and they said that if it was injured or upset in any way, then they could press charges, but otherwise they couldn't. So generally when people are banging horses, do you think that upsets the horse?
So I feel bad for the horse. You know, it's kind of ironic that you did that. I actually went to traffic court, and I sat next to a Vietnam vet. And he said that a lot of the soldiers would come in because they had been having their way with the local cows and goats and sheep, and they needed to get, I can't remember the name of the disease, but they needed to get antibiotics for
that. I believe it's called foot and mouth.
Digging mouth.
But also Alexandra, or what's her name, Alexandra the Tsar, she used to tie, apparently it's said, she used to tie up a horse and try to have her way with a horse.
Right. Yeah, no, they would lower it, like right. it had it like in yeah. a sling, and, yeah. and it crushed
yeah, usually,
her.
Usually guys can't have sex with a horse because there aren't too many men who are hung like a horse. I mean, have you ever seen a horse have sex?
It's
almost like putting Vic inside a fucking vagina. I mean, it's that big. You know what I mean?
I'm feeling like I should be offended right now.
No, he's saying you're large.
Yeah.
He said my whole body.
Your whole body looks like a large penis.
Whereas a woman is crazy enough to try to get filled up.
So you're saying I'm long and hard and veiny?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, about does it.
With a purple head.
By the way, I hate to tell you, you don't really want to compare yourselves to a horse, because there's a reason why they call it a two-pump chump.
Right.
Really?
It takes literally 3 seconds, and he'll lose his load. I do breeding with my girlfriends, and we laugh at them all. It literally, the horse just gets brushed by a tail, and it's over.
Okay, this is my department here.
What kind of breeding do you do? That's a fat fucking load. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. You and your girlfriend sit around watching a horse lose its load, and then you giggle?
No. We actually breed like R-line, L-line, like serious sort of, you know, hunter-jumper type horses. And we do it in season, and we all,
What do you wear when you're doing that?
Yeah, I don't want to sound like Vic.
Plastic.
I don't want to turn into Vic, but I've never been more attracted to you than I am right now, by the way.
You know what, Jay, do you have a minute? Because one of our people sent in a question. Do you have a time to do a question with us?
Because
it'll be good to have a woman's perspective on this one. I was looking around the room, and with six guys, this might not have been the best one for us.
But okay, let's hear it.
This one was sent to us. We don't have a place, but it's from Larry. And Larry wrote in, what's more important, length or width? And do the pills they advertise actually work?
Of what?
Does size even matter? I'm guessing he's talking about those
couch?
Things.
According to Dr. Drew, pills do not matter. Don't work.
I prefer guys who are 10 years younger than me, so I don't know anything about the pills business. But I will tell you this. It really depends on the woman's shape.
Right.
What can I say? And too big is not good. It's not good.
That's my department here all the time.
Hold on.
Let me tell you, so many men love to hear when you say too big is not good.
We go, yeah.
Too big meaning length or girth?
Height. Too big and height. With a dick, you have width, you have length, and you have height.
Right. But she's saying it depends on the woman's body. Some women's body need something thicker
or longer or whatever.
And some people are all stretched out.
Tall, and I've got a very long torso, and I'll let your imagination figure out the answer.
Don't let us use our imagination.
See,
just keep talking.
It sounds like you're saying
pretend we don't have any imagination.
It sounds like you're saying you have a huge vagina.
Right.
No, that's not what she said.
That's not what
it's
I said.
It's lengthy.
I said,
it's not
tall.
Huge.
How long is that tunnel? Is there a toll where tall at the beginning of it? You have to give money to get in. And a little tall.
Shay, you have to give money to get in.
Shay, the height. There's a little sign that says you have to be this tall to ride this ride.
Do you remember the T-shirt I wore last weekend?
Oh no. Shit!
No, what did it say?
I forgot
how
it.
How about never?
Shay, when I first walked in the studio, Vic was seated on your chair that you normally sit in, but he was seated face down.
He was making love to your chair with his mouth.
So what?
You know what, Keith? Next week, save me a different chair, or can we put plastic on that chair or something?
Yes. You need Luminol all over this chair.
By the way, I think that guy means, do the dick pills make your dick bigger, correct?
Yes.
They don't. According to Dr. Drew, he says all of that is bullshit.
Not,
it doesn't
not bigger.
Exist.
You can't.
Well, Dr. Drew will change his mind if somebody pays him to change his mind.
That's a different discussion.
That if those pills worked, then everybody would be on there.
Exactly.
Not everybody.
If those pills work, then so would the pills that make your boobs bigger, and that doesn't work either.
No. How old is this guy?
Big Dick Drew wouldn't
take
them.
It doesn't say.
Them.
Larry didn't
Average
say.
Average Dick Ron.
So, okay, but what is... Okay, let's just say that Larry, I'm assuming Larry is probably like under average, or he wouldn't be asking
it's
this question.
It's probably a 4-incher.
Yeah. Average is like 5 inches, I think. Like,
5.5.
If Larry, the guy was really small.
The tallest I've ever seen was 1/2 inch.
What?
Really?
I was in school in Switzerland, and we were having international... Oh my God, I hope he doesn't listen. We're having an international
Trust me,
food,
he's not. No one is.
Food fair,
right?
And he was from the team beside me. And his team was right next to the Russians who were serving homemade alcohol, vodka. So he got so drunk, they didn't know what to do, so they all carried him into the shower. That's how I happened to see it. It was 1/2 inch.
Well, okay, well, here's the question. That's not hard, though.
Post-erection?
That's not
great.
Hard.
So he's, what, an inch?
Now, hold on a second. No. I'm going to have to stand up for this
guy. If it's cold outside, there's a lot of...
Like, that is so unfair, Shay. That's ridiculous. First of all, the guy is drunk. Though sometimes penis hides.
You and Costanza, you're right.
Wait, was he hard? Was he hard? If he was
That's
hard,
what I said, pre or post erection. Probably pre. Which also backs up the case that the guy who was fucking the sheep wasn't hurting the sheep. Because he's from Switzerland.
Switzerland. Yes. Maybe they're all just very small.
Right. Yeah, maybe he's not hurting the sheep at all.
Hurting or hurting?
Hurting, but also hurting, yeah.
You say that again. Seriously.
That's why Swiss cheese. Hey, guys, that's why Swiss cheese.
You let me know. I gotta run.
All right. Oh,
bye, Shay.
Thanks for calling. We'll see you later.
Wear your shorts next time.
See you later.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
That's why the Swiss cheese has holes in it.
but the Swiss
Their
cheese has
holes?
Various circumference.
Various sizes,
holes,
yes.
She's very sexy.
We should get to...
She's wonderful. All right. Well...
Let's talk about her.
Now, Larry, I mean, just listen. Size, I would say, you know, you have what you have. Don't worry about it.
Just get a smaller girl, dude.
Yeah.
That's true.
Buy a midget.
Midgets.
Why are you trying to date overweight African-American girls? Well, fucking get a smaller white chick or an Asian chick, although Asian chicks like them fucking humongous.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Well, they just like big dudes in general. So.
It's crazy shit. I don't know what that's about.
If I've learned anything from this topic, it's that Shay and her friend jerk off a horse and then giggle. That's what I've learned.
That's true.
That's all
she
anyone
didn't
should
say.
Take
that's
from
all I heard, too.
If we have learned anything from the entire show, I think that's
We also
much.
Learned she's got a big torso, which I think she was trying to say she has a very long vagina.
A long vagina.
The thing I didn't get about...
I think she was saying she wants a big vagina.
We're going to wrap this one up. Go ahead.
The thing I didn't get about, or I wasn't clear about Shay's answer, is that she said size doesn't matter. It depends on the woman's body. But then she went on to say that she's got a
her
long
body.
And tall body. Which
so for her.
She can take a lot more
she's
length.
She's looking to fuck Plastic Man. Is who she's
yeah. Hilarious.
Or
all right.
Richards.
Well, our next question. This one comes from us all the way out in Queens.
Queens?
Yes. Victoria wrote in and she said, my husband wants to become a competitive eater. Mm-hmm. She says, Joey Chestnut is his hero. I think it's disgusting and is bad for him. Am I wrong?
No.
Have him practice on your vagina.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good way to do
is that
it.
A
you want him to shove as many vaginas in his mouth in a minute as possible? Is
that I don't know that that's going to make his wife happy.
That's a good point. Probably
too,
not.
Too much of anything is unhealthy, period.
Yeah.
You got to support your husband or he'll go elsewhere.
It's an easy, can't even give a bad advice. No, here's some good advice. Just keep feeding him. I'm pretty sure that'll keep him alive.
He wants to. What gets me is these people, you know, they think of themselves as athletes. Sports figures, as athletes.
It's like, he just wants to get famous for eating 75 hot dogs in 42 seconds.
Now the question is, I guess, it doesn't say in the question, is he a disgusting fat person now or is he just aspiring to get that way?
Well, Joey Chestnut isn't a disgusting fat person, is he?
No, and no, he's
and the Asian guy before him,
ridiculously good shape, and the Asian guy Kobayashi before him,
whatever,
less
than
a
bottle.
He's small and petite, that Asian dude.
Yeah.
So Joey Chestnut, for everyone who doesn't know, is the winner of the Nathan's Hot
Dog
Eating
Contest. Last 3 years,
the last 3 years, and he's not huge.
Really? And also, big figure in the West Hollywood community. Kobayashi before that, slim Asian dude who can suck down a hot dog like nobody's business. Yeah.
Wait, but let me ask you guys this: what's more important on a hot dog, the length or the width?
I would get a nice big life insurance policy.
Yeah, he looks like, I mean, he's a...
this guy.
He weighs 220 pounds and he's 6'1".
Who's that? Joey Chestnut?
Yeah.
That's not big for his height. Fine.
No, he's height, weight, proportionate.
Yeah.
So my thing is that this guy has either an image issue or he's insecure. So a lot of times you do something to get attention and eating, I don't know that that's the best way to get it. I my advice is that you move to Switzerland and fuck sheep.
Always the best advice.
Always, yeah, that could apply to pretty much every question.
That's my default answer for everything.
Top three athletes in my lifetime: Muhammad Ali, Michael Jordan, Joey Chestnut.
That works.
I don't want to overstate it.
So yours, I think we all agree. It's like, look, if that's what he wants to do, let him go for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, she wanted to know if it was unhealthy and
but technically,
and bad she thinks it's gross.
But technically, this guy, I mean, if you're constantly eating hot dogs, even if you somehow stay thin, you're going to die something.
Life insurance policy.
Exactly. I agree with Vic. I think that's our best answer. Get a good life insurance policy and encourage the hell out of him.
If this guy aspires to be Joey Chestnut, by the way, then I don't want to know what his second choice is if you shoot down that idea.
Has eating become an Olympic sport yet?
Not yet, but they can work on it.
No, yeah.
A sport has to leave the Olympics because they got 28, I think, of the summer games. A sport has to leave in order to get a new one. Yeah. So they'd have to kick something out, like, you know,
I don't
gymnastics.
Curling?
Yeah.
How about curling?
Well, it would have to be a summer game, I believe.
And when half the countries can't afford the amount of hot dogs to have that team, I don't think they're going to have that.
What games have been outed for a new game to come in? Do you have any?
No, actually,
Anderson Cooper.
What's that one
where they like dance with the pole and the little?
Oh, the ribbon twirling.
Did anybody see the opening ceremony?
I missed it.
Since London has no culture, they resorted to shit that they've accomplished, like. Beatles songs, reading Shakespeare.
007.
007. They had an opening of James Bond flying
and
down.
The queen.
They also had a giant puppet of Voldemort.
Yeah.
She was bizarre.
Look, and I'm a big Harry Potter fan, but just because she was from England, Voldemort has nothing to do.
Right. It's not a real thing.
Yeah, it doesn't. It makes absolutely no sense. They also had who did they have? They had Paul McCartney.
Right.
And then they had the Arctic Monkeys, whom I love. However, the Arctic Monkeys closed out the concert.
Right.
Well, they followed Paul McCartney.
But here's the funny thing, though.
Paul McCartney's not going to tell anybody, I opened for the Arctic Monkeys.
I was talking about this earlier, I think, and then we'll get to the next question. But real quick, I thought the thing I love about England is no matter how serious of a thing they're doing, they cannot resist at somehow, some point, putting in like a Monty Python moment.
They should have. That's okay with me.
They were doing this whole big musical thing, and it was really kind of beautiful and all that, and all of a sudden, Bean comes out and just starts hitting one key. They just have to do it.
Yeah.
And I actually love them.
Opening sequence was the Iron Age, right?
Yes.
Like, they did a whole fucking montage of their major contribution to civilization.
Isn't that the time when they burned all the witches and killed a lot of black people, too?
No, that was here.
Oh, okay.
Similar.
We did that, and I believe that was about 4 years ago. All right. Our next question. My mother-in-law always wants to talk to me about our sex life. It makes me uncomfortable. Ooh. How can I get her to stop?
Her sex life with the mother-in-law?
No, she's asking, Jenny is the person asking this. She's saying that her mother-in-law wants to talk to her about her and her husband.
And her son's
sex life. It's like,
I would get my husband to jerk off on Thanksgiving at the table.
That's a good idea. Or I would just say the filthiest shit. Oh, you want to know about our life? You want to know? Okay, here it is.
You see, I thought about that.
Whenever he's railing me anally, I like to be sure to try to fart.
You see?
Say that to her. See how much more she's going to try to talk to you after that.
I thought about that, but what if you get that far
and then she starts masturbating?
Yeah, well, what do you do?
Yeah,
you got to get a divorce.
He gets that from his father.
You could start comparing notes, you know. Like,
but
See, I say there is nothing that replaces video.
Oh, yeah, good film that
show. Like, you know what?
You want to know?
This makes me uncomfortable to talk about. I would rather just show you.
Yeah, that sounds like
bring
a good
in
idea.
The sheet, also, please.
Also, if you need to send that to Ron540s at Hotmail, RON540S at
Hotmail. Well, we don't know what Jen looks like.
I don't care.
Again, what if you show your video and she's like, well, I don't have any DVDs, but here's something on VHS or a beta, and she shows something from her. Do you want to see that?
I mean, if we're giving real advice, you've had something like this?
Yeah, I had something like this where I was getting some inappropriate comments from a mother type figure. And
you?
Yeah, and basically you just have to
Was she like, stop touching my daughter?
No, that was the 14. Police. That came later. No, but you know, you just have to have an honest conversation. So it's really personal.
Yeah, that's going
to
say, if we're giving real advice rather than bad advice, which we rarely do. But the real advice is just talk to her and say, hey, I got to be honest with you. I'm uncomfortable with this. I don't want to talk about sex with you because I don't want to picture you having sex.
That is so much less fun.
No, it's totally not
than
fun.
Going to your mother-in-law, totally smell my finger.
Yeah, it's yeah, that's way better.
That's
but it's, this was actually be productive. But who wants to be productive?
No.
Punch her in the vagina.
Or just ask her, can you get herpes by fucking sheep?
Yeah.
Okay, next question.
All right.
Glad we cleared that up.
This one comes from Barbara in Toluca Lake. Barbara wrote in and says...
I know her. I swear
too.
I know her.
I
know
Barbara.
Her. I know she lives on Riverside.
She's yeah. Barbara.
Well,
oh, Barbara.
Her question, do you know her son? Because she says, we never told our now 17-year-old son that he was adopted.
Hold on.
It says, we were recently contacted by his birth mother who now wants to meet him.
This is serious.
Is it too late to tell him the truth?
If the mother's on food stamps and just had her ass enlarged down in Florida.
I don't think she has a choice. She can't negate her the kid's birth parents the right.
Nope.
So you can. No, you can't.
None of us know who our real parents are unless we see a video of them having sex.
Well, we don't know.
This is the exact same thing as an ex-girlfriend dating somebody else. The first thing you want to know is, are they more successful than we are? If they are significantly more successful than you are,
You want to know them?
You don't let the kid. Also, you don't let the kid know
Drew,
anything about it.
Drew, you're right. You can negate the birth parents the right to see their son. But I think at this point, if someone is actually looking for their son, it's almost fate like.
Right, you know they're gonna find him. My thing is. Look, you guys, first of all, what the hell is getting serious here?
Yeah, I don't know. You're all looking at me like, oh,
poor kid. You're the one that fucking brought up this, like, serious topic. I mean, there's no anal sex involved in that one.
Not yet. Here's the way I look at it. My happy place is Costco. And the reason I like Costco is when you buy something, for as long as you own it, if you decide it's not working for you, you can return
bring it back. Yeah, everything.
So what the question here is, what kind of a 17-year-old kid is this? In other words, if it's a disappointment,
be like, this is why.
Give it back to the first mother.
I don't think you can keep the receipt for 17 years.
Right.
I'm pretty sure you can't.
Well, the warranty first of all is expired.
Oh, man, Barbara, 16-year warranty.
He's defective.
Shit.
Barbara. Is Barbara listening? Yeah. Barbara. I'm going to tell you.
Barbara, Vic is talking.
Barbara. I want to tell you something, Barbara.
Vic's mad.
You are a bad mother.
Agreed.
You are a bad mother. You know, if you had a 17-year-old child and you've been lying to that child for
she didn't
entire
lie.
Life,
she just didn't tell
no,
him.
That is horrible. You need to come clean, Barbara.
No, yeah.
Anybody have been adopted?
I used to wish I was adopted. I swear I used to wish.
17. I thought I was.
My wife is adopted. She's actually went on a hunt years back.
But she knows she was adopted.
My folks still think they give me.
She had a clue because
no, she did. This is a sensitive.
The people
issue
that raised her
all
were
around.
Yeah, that's Latino, crazy. And she's Asian.
No. My wife is actually Irish Italian.
Okay,
not Latino at all.
I was guessing.
Yeah. But I think that it depends. You're not going to hurt your son at 17. There might be some trust issues after that, but that stuff can be discussed in therapy. You know.
And you're going to need therapy now.
You are going to need therapy. Look. If you're adopted, it's fine. But you don't have to tell the kid. Just like, look, you're here. That's all that matters.
Is it a boy?
Yeah.
If it's a boy, it's okay because he'll end up being a comedian shortly thereafter.
I want anybody who's listening to know that I am currently looking to be adopted by a family because I'm so incredibly disappointed in my birth family. So I would like to be adopted now.
Call Barbara.
I would trade places with your son. If he's not happy, I'll trade places with him because I would like to live in Toluca Lake. It's
this
quite nice.
Usually this ad usually shares the same page as the ad from Sal's original parents that say, hey, disappointed in our son, looking for a new one.
Maybe they could trade.
My experience has been that people who, your adoptive parents wind up being a better
well, of course
than
they
the
do.
People that gave
the
you away in the
is,
first place.
Yeah. In that case, I'm totally screwed.
However, have you, most of the, how many, I mean, besides your wife, how many adopted people have you met that are actually solid human beings?
My nephew.
Adopted? I mean, almost every stripper I've ever met.
I have a nephew that's adopted. He's great. He's
how many solid human beings?
He's well adjusted. He's cool.
Strippers are either adopted or touched by somebody.
You're confusing adoption with abandonment. Yeah. It depends. Usually, strippers have abandonment issues, and they should have been given up for adoption and been reared by, you know, healthier and more centered parents, but they weren't.
Look, let's just be honest. Just get abortion.
I have a stripper friend who her father, her stepfather gave her.
I think abortion should be allowed to be retroactive.
Till you're 40.
I have a stripper friend whose stepfather gave her, she was adopted, and her stepfather gave her allowance in singles. and she's really fucked up right now. She's really not.
All right, well, now wait. Okay, we'll move on to the next question.
By the way, I just so I'm looking to adopt, actually, in all seriousness.
Have you met Sal?
No, but I mean, like an 18-year-old. I'd love to do like an, not do, but I'd, well, there it slipped.
He's looking to adopt an 18-year-old
female. That's why they won't let you have one right there.
Goddamn Woody Allen.
I would too.
If you put on the application, do, they immediately, you're just a circle with a line through it.
Looking for a daughter, fuckable age.
Yeah. You can't adopt an adult.
The adoption process is no fucking joke. I mean, they ask you if you're open.
It's serious.
That's why I'm looking for an 18-year-old, because she can make her own decision.
Well, that's foster. That's not adoption per se. That's fostering. But they
ask
you
stupid
questions.
Like, is that what we call it now?
Like, are you open to an African-American baby, or are you open to an Asian baby?
I am.
And they'll ask you questions like, do you know any Asian people? Do you know any black people? Do you have any black friends?
No.
Any Asian friends?
Not Asian baby or black baby, but Asian teenager, black teenager.
Do comedians
you don't need
to adopt friends?
What I'm looking for, in all seriousness, in anyone listening,
yes, I do.
Anyone listening, I'm looking to adopt an 18-year-old teen runaway.
Well, you don't have to adopt those.
Yeah,
you can just go to the mall.
Just open up a home for teenage runaways.
Yeah,
you just go to the mall and grab one. This is a deal.
Tell them that you're a photographer and take them to your van.
Just drink a lot of caffeine and just fucking
grabbing on them.
And then you'll be
all right. Well, next question. Ron, this one is with you in mind. You might be able to handle this one. This one comes from Ben in Philly. Ben wrote in, my girlfriend doesn't believe in abortion and refuses to use birth control. I'm scared of getting her pregnant. What should I do?
Stop fucking her.
Run
away.
Yeah, well, I think I said this. I may have said this last week with my grandma's advice, which was my grandma always said she can't get pregnant if you come in her ass.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, fuck her in the ass.
There you go.
Or rhythm.
Anal.
There's a calendar.
Yeah, but that's
coming from the Puerto Rican. Yeah,
this guy
the rhythm
is so
method.
Well, yeah, we played salsa music, dumped it, and then left the fuck out. There's rhythm in that.
What's his
guy's
rhythm?
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. That's a good point.
Yeah. As long as you leave the country when you're done. Yes.
Look, you need to date somebody else. Girls, don't trust girls who are against abortion. And I don't believe in birth control. Is she Catholic? She's probably Catholic.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. Then you're going to have to raise your kids Catholic. And who wants to do that?
No, the issue is not birth control. The issue is she wants to have a kid.
Yeah, that's exactly what she is. So you have to decide. Do you want a kid?
Exactly.
What's this guy's
name? Father?
Or blowjobs. Only blowjobs.
I was going to say,
grandma's advice.
Tell her to look up Ron Swallow and really focus on the last name.
Swallow.
What's his name, this guy? What's his name?
Who is it? That was Ben. Benjamin in Philly.
Ben, listen to Vic. Listen to Vic, Ben.
No, I think we've got the advice for this guy. He should run. And you know, Ben, look in your bank account. Do you have $1 million? Are you going to be able to make? You know, to have a kid, they say it's now to put them all the way through. It's about $1 million.
Okay. Let's listen from the Mexican. This is a Mexican talking.
Ooh,
okay.
Not a Mexican.
When a woman lets you come in her, you come in her.
Can I do my imitation?
That's a bunch of Mexican talking.
You come inside of her and you have lots of babies. Okay, that's what you do. That's my advice.
And then you leave.
Sal, how many babies do you have?
What's the fucking problem?
And that's how Sal came here to the studio through that process.
Can I do my quick imitation of what a Mexican apparently sounds like, according to Sal?
Go ahead.
Hi, how is it going? My name's Sal. I am Mexican.
That sounds just like me.
I'll do him better. When you call his voice, hi. My name is Sal Rodriguez. He sounds like a Mexican Jew.
I had the same ultimatum once, and I ended it.
Yeah, well, okay, that's the safe thing to do.
Should.
All right, well, here our next one is from Dave in La Jolla. Dave wrote in, my girlfriend constantly uses air quotes when she talks. It makes me want to shoot her in the face.
How do you use
what
air
can I do?
Does she do it when they're having sex? She's like, fuck me with air quotes.
Right.
Oh, air
one
quotes.
One of these with the
fuck
little
me.
Two
so
fingers
that means
in the
you
air.
Don't want me to fuck you. Is that exactly. What you're saying? Yeah.
You can tell her the air quotes make her look more like Richard Nixon than she usually looks like. That'll probably end that in a hurry.
I say mittens.
Every this time.
You know, like the ski gloves, the mittens, hey, just like. Just,
did anybody ever box here?
Yeah, I boxed, but I've taken private
remember
lessons.
Remember when you were fighting with when you sparred and you would drop your hands, he would punch you in the face for dropping your hands, right?
Sure, sure.
Well, every time she raises her hands,
punch her
do
in
quotes,
the face.
Punch her in the face.
Or the air quotes don't even make say her anything. Look like a douche. Tell yeah. her that. That's fine as well.
Yeah.
If that's all she's doing that's annoying, I'd say keep her.
What?
What?
That's not enough to get crazy.
No, just, that would drive me nuts.
Think air about quotes. If she does it like every day for hours on end.
Vic, that's great advice.
Seriously. Vic, every time you made like a wordplay joke, Ron wants to punch you in the face. That's and true. You only did it like four times.
Yeah.
My old
you
girlfriend
guys are
was
having
really,
sex. No, so it's like, what's the difference?
My old girlfriend was really bad. She used to do air parentheses. That was really fucking terrible.
Right.
That really made me laugh.
No, the other thing is, look, be a gentleman. When you guys go out next time, you know, let's say you're taking her out to dinner. You go to the theater. Make sure, you know, when you park the car, run around immediately to her side of the car and let her out. And just as she's getting out, slam the car door on her hand.
It's a good idea. Another thing you could do is every time you say anything complimentary to her, use air quotes.
That's
like,
a good
you're
that's
a real good. Lady.
Air quotes.
Here's really
and
usable.
And say it like that too, real sarcastic.
They make you look sexy.
Here's air really quotes. Usable advice.
I like how the people listening, what you can't see is we're every one of these guys quotes. That's giving the advice is using air quotes.
Yeah, air quotes. What you do is while she's sleeping, put some of those mice glue traps on her two fingers and let them fucking things stick on her. Okay. They're hard to take off and then she'll be clapping
leave
with
it leave it to the Hispanic guy who wants everything to be like maracas.
Drew, I like how you mentioned take a girl to the theater. Who the hell are you, the Monopoly guy? What the hell is this?
All right, well, we've got a minute and a half.
A theater.
So, you know what? A minute and a half. We're going to do this one really quick and then say our goodbyes. This one comes from George in Orlando. George wrote in and says, every time I get an erection, I have a sneezing fit. Why does this happen?
You might want to take your finger out of your ass. Yeah, while
assuming
you're,
you're allergic to your penis.
No, stop stop masturbating with pepper. Okay?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Like,
every time your dick goes up, you start sneezing, you got to put a little weight on the tip of it.
Unless your dick's so big, it's in your nose.
Every time he has an erection, he sneezes.
He's allergic to his own penis.
That's interesting.
But only when it's hard, so he needs
maybe
blood.
Maybe he's jerking off to
when
his
when it
cat?
Gets closer to his face, he yeah. starts sneezing. You put a little weight on
hey,
it, you pull that thing
dick.
Down.
Wash your dick.
If you do what I do. Tie it to your ankle.
If you stick your penis under your nose, you won't sneeze.
I didn't know it stretched that far.
Whenever yeah, my true? Penis gets close to my face, my mouth waters.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Not your eyes. All right, well, listen, we got 30 seconds, so I want to say goodbye. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We will be back next week, as we are every Saturday here at Skid Row Studios. We're live from 2 to 3. You can subscribe for free on iTunes. You can also download all our old episodes. I want to thank Sal Rodriguez for being here, Vic Cohen, Nestor Rodriguez, Ron Swallow, and boom. Kenneth August. Anybody have something real quick they want to plug?
That lady right. with the ass, the big
I got
ass.
Some shows. Check me out on
Vic wants
Art
to plug
Swallow,
the girl
Facebook,
with the stone ass.
Facebook.
3 seconds
Facebook.
Left, guys.
Nestorius.
Nice. See you next week.
Sad news. Nora Ephron died this week. It was the first thing she's done in a while that wasn't funny. And Katie Holmes is finally finishing her 5-year search for a good divorce lawyer.
She and I can finally go out in public.
It was like he studied for the part of you're a heterosexual in love and then went out and completely played it wrong. That's interesting because I was going to say that marriage was less believable than Katie Holmes and Batman. But that's the weekly wrap up every Sunday, 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific time at SkidRowStudios.com.
When you said 10 last week, that was hilarious.